Well, good day, everybody. Jerry here from Rhapsody Tours. Well, today I'd like to take a couple of minutes to look at some of the myths surrounding Titanic. I've done quite a bit of research over the past number of years, and some of these myths I found a little plausible, but some of them, you really have to use your imagination. Now, I read years ago that there were not binoculars available for the crew up in the crow's nest. And that is actually true. But that's not because they were not on the ship. They were actually on the ship. Originally, Titanic's second officer was supposed to be a gentleman by the name of David Blair. And he was with the ship when it sailed from Belfast to Southampton. But a change was made to replace Blair with a more experienced chief officer, Henry Wilde. He had experience on the Olympic, Titanic's sister ship. The binoculars were actually on board, but they were inside a locker in a cabin that Blair had originally occupied, and nobody seemed to know they were there. Many historians actually believe, though, that the binoculars would have made no difference spotting the iceberg because of the weather conditions the crew on the crow's nest had that evening. There is a story that there was a fire in one of Titanic's massive coal bunkers. This, in fact, is true. And it is believed that it took 2 or 3 days for the crew to actually put out the fire. There are some scholars that believe that the intense heat of that fire could have led to some parts of the hull being weakened and could have actually assisted in the breakup and the sinking of the vessel. There's a story that the Titanic's fourth funnel was a dummy, a fake. It was just there for show. This is actually true. It was there to enhance the balance and the beauty of the liner's design. But to be fair, although it carried no smoke or fumes from the ship's boilers, it wasn't completely idle. It provided ventilation for the turbo engine room, as well as reciprocating engine rooms. For years, there was a myth that the iceberg Titanic hit tore a 300-foot gash down the side of the hull and caused her to sink. This is a little hard to believe and has been proved to be totally incorrect. It has been shown because of the time the Titanic actually took to sink, from the moment of impact to the hull's breakup and sinking, the total size of the damage would amount to approximately 12 square feet. But if you divide that by the 300 feet supposedly gashed down the side, the gash itself would be a mere 3/4 of an inch wide in its entire length, and that's pretty much impossible to take down that ship. What seems more plausible is that as the iceberg was rubbing up against the hull, it was buckling some of the metal plates and popping rivets, opening seams as it progressed down the ship's length. There was a myth there were not enough lifeboats on Titanic. This is true, although to be realistic, with the amount of time they had and the number of crew that were actually trained to load lifeboats, there would not have been enough time. This is quite evident when you look and see that the crew did not have time to launch the 2 collapsible lifeboats, A and B. Time had just run out. So it's true, there were not enough lifeboats, not even close. But even if there were, unfortunately, it probably would not have made much of a difference. There is a myth that Titanic's owners, White Star, said that the ship was unsinkable. Well, no ship's owner or builder in their right mind would have said something like that, so this is false. Actually, what happened is that there was a writer for a shipbuilding magazine who was watching these great massive hulls being designed, and because of radical new designs that were being used, he wrote in an article that these ships are practically unsinkable. So that was never stated by the owners, the captain, or the crew. One last myth that I would like to share is that there were workers from the shipyard Hartland and Wolff trapped in Titanic's hull during construction. This is poppycock. This one actually strikes me a little funny. But looking back, you would have to consider the source. At the end of the day, inspectors would work around the hull, checking the rivets that were hammered in by the men to calculate if any bonuses were due for the piecework. The tapping of the hammers on the work would sometimes sound as if it came from different parts of the ship, and some of the older hands at the yard would tell some of the younger and probably more gullible apprentices that it was workers trapped in the hull. That's probably how the rumor started, but totally false. I find it amazing that the story of Titanic, as unbelievable as it is, has so many myths surrounding it. But maybe this is one of the reasons the story keeps us intrigued.
For more information on Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic, visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net. That's R-H-A-P-S-O-D-Y tours.net. Or you can reach us on Facebook on the Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic page, or Twitter under Rhapsody Tours. If you have any comments, we'd love to see them.
In the next video, we're going to take a look at some of the technical facts about Titanic. Until then, have a wonderful day.